This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا كريم. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we request His assistance and we seek His guidance and we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there's no one worthy of worship besides one Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. To my brothers and sisters in Islam, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, may His blessings, may His safety be upon you all. It's a pleasure to be with you all in Sonzi. As was said, it is my very first trip. I have been to Cardiff a couple of times. Sonzi is a first, and this visit is part of a unique tour, and I've been mentioning this in the different cities that we've been in. I've been part of many lecture tours, but nothing dedicated to our parents, and in a transformative way, in that there is a very powerful action element associated with the topic and theme of this tour, and that is a sadaqah al-jariyah, a continuous charity opportunity, and not just any opportunity, but from the best of opportunities for our parents. And subhanallah, I add to the idea of the uniqueness of this tour, given that the last of these talks is happening in a very unique venue. Subhanallah, it's, as I said, my first time here, and I've been taught and educated that this particular building was built in 1874. And the person who was responsible for selling this now masjid, which was previously a church, to the Muslims, his family built it, subhanallah, and facing Jerusalem. And that's why it's phenomenal how there was no need to adjust the direction of the Qibla. The masjid is Mecca facing as well, as a result of it being Jerusalem facing. And also, subhanallah, how that person who worshipped in this place as a Christian, then accepted Islam, and his janazah was prayed in this very same place after it was a masjid, subhanallah, and he passed away as a Muslim, subhanallah. Indeed, this is the qadr of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Wallahu yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar. I couldn't help but think of this verse when our brother was relating to me the story. Allah says in his book that Allah creates what he wants, wa yakhtar, and he chooses from his creation and gives a precedence and rank to his creation over others. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ. No one had a say in that matter. This was entirely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So I open expressing my gratitude to the community, to you all, and also highlighting, subhanallah, how heartwarming it is, because the uniqueness of this trip and journey increases. And inshallah, this perhaps is a sign, خِتَامُهُ مِسْك, that we're at the end, and the end is like musk. It will be a beautiful end, inshallah. You've been advised towards ikhlas, and I remind myself again to this lesson, for indeed, if we sit here for the sake of Allah, then we will only be winners. And I ask Allah to make this a gathering that has only come together for His sake alone, and to make this a gathering that hears a good word and follows it, and to make this a gathering that is forgiven upon its departure. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, once a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this narration is authentic, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is most deserving of my kind character? Who is most deserving of my kindness, my kind attitude, my good behavior? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously you can imagine, right? From the outset, you would think that in terms of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most beloved. But no doubt there's always context to all these questions, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the ultimate teacher, always spoke and guided in a transformative way. As soon as this question was asked, he said to this person, your mother. So he then said, then who? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. And then he asked again and said, then who? He said, your mother. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked yet again, and after answering your mother three times, he said, your father. Now, this narration, brothers and sisters in Islam, is something we may have heard. But if we ponder over it, if we ponder over the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the context of the narration, we understand a very important point, brothers and sisters in Islam, that this idea of honoring our parents, our mother and our father, it is part and parcel of the system of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It's part and parcel of the system of Tawheed. Many of us, we know Tawheed, we know the Shahada, but how deeply do we understand it? That this reality of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it's not just words that we utter with our tongues. It's not just an idea that we have in our hearts. It's not just about prostrating to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's about the system of worshipping one Allah. It's the system of prostrating to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no doubt came with the massive and mighty task of unchaining the shackles of polytheism and separating people from their deep desires to follow the misguided ways of their forefathers, here he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only has time but makes time to teach the ummah about the importance of their parents. It's part and parcel of worshipping one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt, from the clearest of evidences and the most manifest of verses in the Quran that would solidify this discourse that I'm sharing with you, this idea that I'm sharing with you, is the verse which our young Hafiz, may Allah bless him and his brother and his family, recited for us at the opening of today's program. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah has decreed that you worship no one but Him and that you be excellent to your parents. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, here we see Allah commanding us towards His worship alone and then immediately commanding us towards being excellent to our parents. And again, as we searched for context to the earlier narration that I just shared, which is authentic, if we ponder over this verse and look at the time it was revealed and the surah that it is part of and search for its context, we will see, brothers and sisters in Islam, that this verse is a Meccan verse. And this teaches us two important points, or an important point, and then the context gives us another important point. The first important point, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that this command towards being excellent to our parents, it was revealed before the salah as we know it today was revealed. It was revealed before zakah being a pillar of Islam was revealed. It was revealed before fasting as a pillar of Islam was revealed. It was revealed before hajj was revealed, subhanallah. Before the pillars of Islam were revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that we be excellent to our parents. Again, going back to the earlier point of the system of Tawheed and the idea of our parents being part and parcel of the fabric of the system of La ilaha illallah, we need to understand this deeper, brothers and sisters in Islam, that before the pillars of Islam as we know it today became solidified as part and parcel of the religion of Islam, being excellent to our parents was made part and parcel of this religion. Also, brothers and sisters in Islam, when this verse was revealed, it wasn't revealed to a people that were being spoiled by their parents and protected by their parents and looked after by their parents, but rather it was revealed to a people who were being persecuted by their very own parents because of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you worship one Allah, and then confirms an important point, that as you go through this difficulty and this oppression and these sanctions, do not disobey your parents. And not only should you not disobey them, be dutiful to them. And not only should you be dutiful to them, but be dutiful to them in the most excellent of ways. Subhanallah. This is the reality of وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That you be excellent to your parents. This is the idea of ihsan. And again, Al-Qur'an يُفَسِّرُ Al-Qur'an. The Qur'an explains the Qur'an. In the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, that be with them in the life of this world in a manner that is known, in a manner that is acceptable, that a manner, in a manner that is not frowned upon. But also the sunnah explains the Qur'an. وَسُنَّةُ تُفَسِّرُ الْقُرْآنِ. The sunnah as well explains the Qur'an. And in another narration which is authentic, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked another question. Which deeds are most beloved to Allah? Which deed is the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى وَقْتِهَا. Observing the salah upon its fixed and prescribed time. And then the person said, then what? He said, bir al-walidain. Bir al-walidain. Being dutiful and excellent to your parents. He said, then what? He said, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Again, let's bring context here. Let's ponder here, brothers and sisters in Islam. We know the station of salah in Islam. We know the station of jihad and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam. But before jihad and after salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, after you take care of Allah's rights, which is the salah, take care of the rights of the creation of Allah. The greatest of those rights is your parents. And subhanallah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was blessed with jawami'ul kalim, this universal ability to articulate and express the teachings of Islam, that in a few words, he would teach us so much more. He used the term bir. And bir in the Arabic language is from bar. And bar refers to vast plains that are borderless. This is the reality of bar. And that's why the Arabs, when they would leave the cities and go out into the deserts, they would say, we are going to the bar. Meaning we are going to a place that is so vast that it doesn't have a frame to it. We're going to go so out that we'll be so far from the borders of the city. And here we learn, brothers and sisters in Islam, that in this one word, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us how we should be excellent to our parents. That excellence here has no boundaries. Rather, everything that constitutes excellence, you should be that person with your parents. And that is why the scholars of tafsir, when they explained this verse, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, they didn't come up with theory. In many of the books of tafsir, you see them sharing practical examples, very eloquent examples, suitable to the normative values and mannerisms of the people at their time. And they're sharing different examples, but none of these examples contradict each other, rather they complement each other. Thus we find great scholars of tafsir, Mujahid, who is from the greatest students of Ibn Abbas, who was from the greatest scholars of the Quran, he explains this idea of being excellent to your parents, that you don't dust your thawb in a manner in which the dust from it ends up falling onto your parents. This is how he explains it. Subhanallah. Now again, people who live in the desert, you might not understand this idea living in Swansea with the greenery and all the wonderful sceneries around you. But if you're living in the desert, dust and desert sand is part and parcel of life. No matter how built the city is, desert dust will always be part and parcel of it. So dusting thobes was something which was normal. And here, subhanallah, you know, you see from this tafsir that you're being told to check the direction of the wind. Something you might only see people doing on the golf course, for example. Huh? When they, for those who play golf, I don't know if there's any golfers in the audience here. So, subhanAllah, this is an example shared. Some others would say, being excellent to your parents is when you're eating with them. And remember, the Arabs would eat from a shared plate. So when you're eating with your parents, you don't touch a portion from that plate which you sincerely feel your mother or father would want to eat from had their eyes fallen onto that portion of the plate. La ilaha illallah. Look at this level, brothers and sisters in Islam. Where were they and where are we? Where were they from the understanding of these verses and where are we? Today, subhanallah, even in how we address our parents, we are not looking after the system of la ilaha illallah. I said to you earlier, it's part of the system of la ilaha illallah. And now I want to also highlight to you, and inshallah we've deduced this from what I've just said, that not only did Allah reveal the command to be good to our parents, but He revealed the Islamic identity of how we should go about being excellent to our parents. That is not just about being excellent, but upon the identity of Islam. And this was revealed as well. And we see this in the verse that our young Hafiz recited, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when your parents, meaning when you are grown up enough to look after your parents, so they will be much older, and you meet them in old age, what should you do? never ever utter or show or portray a form of resentment to them. They shouldn't feel that you are hesitant in terms of their requests, in terms of their needs. In fact, some of the scholars of the past would say that فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, do not utter this term uff in the Arabic language. Uff is a show of resentment. This means that when they urinate on their clothes, you should take their clothes from them in such a manner that they don't feel estranged and they don't feel bad and they don't feel sad and they don't feel depressed or in any way apprehensive to see you doing what you do for them. That you do it with happiness in their old age like they did it for you with happiness when you were young. Subhanallah. Right? What do we see today? I mean, I don't know if we have many of the millennials and the teenagers around, but we hear this, we address our fathers as bro, and you know, our mothers as babe, and you know, everybody is, mashallah, happy about it and proud about it. Which identity are you using in showing your excellence to your parents? This is not the identity of قال الله وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a matter of faith, brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah will ask you about it on the day of Qiyamah. This is a matter of La ilaha illallah, that in you doing it, you will strengthen your tawheed. Subhanallah. And the examples are many, brothers and sisters in Islam. And to further cement this idea that it is part and parcel of tawheed, we know that tawheed didn't come with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It came with the very first messenger, Nuh alayhi salam. And that legacy was transferred from his shoulders to the shoulders of other prophets and messengers until Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if this idea of being excellent to our parents is part and parcel of tawheed, we would find it in the way of Nuh, all the way up to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the reality. Allah tells us about the dua of Nuh alayhi salam when he said, Rabbi ighfirli, O Allah, forgive me, O my Lord, forgive me, wali walidayya, and my parents, subhanallah. In the sharia of Banu Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah revealed to the followers of Musa that they worship no one but one Allah and that they be excellent to their parents. About Yahya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as saying, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. Subhanallah, that he was righteous and dutiful to his parents and he was not a disobedient tyrant. About Isa, when he was a baby in the cradle, miraculously speaking the very first commands that Allah revealed to him for his people, what does he say? وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. That Allah made me dutiful to my mother and he has not made me a wretched tyrant. Do you see sharia after sharia, messenger after messenger, revelation after revelation? Worship one Allah and be excellent to your parents, brothers and sisters in Islam. It is part and parcel of the fabric of tawheed. Thus, not only did the command become something revealed, but the identity of how to go about it as well. And Shaykh, inshallah, will tell us about Sulaiman alayhi salam. I'll leave that for him, inshallah, Shaykh. Very quickly, brothers and sisters in Islam, I have just a few minutes. Virtues of being excellent to our parents. MashaAllah, you have an able imam, an able, alhamdulillah, community, and I'm sure you have been taught many ways that you should be excellent to your parents. I will summarize some of the virtues. We've spoken about the what, right? A little bit about the why, right? A little bit about the why, because when we understand the virtues of doing something, that becomes a very powerful lesson for us, and we become associated with it. And we find this internal desire now to implement because we understand the benefits. What are the benefits of being good to our parents? Well, firstly, brothers and sisters in Islam, you get acceptance from the Lord of the worlds. Because in the Quran, when Allah describes those who are good to their parents, Allah says thereafter, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُ. Allah says that these people who are good to their parents, we accept them. We accept their deeds. And not only do we accept their deeds, but we accept their deeds based on their best deed. That the salahs that they read throughout their life, they were varying in terms of excellence. We will take the most excellent of their salah and take the rewards from that salah and give the same rewards to every salah that they read. And the same applies to their fasting. And the same applies to their umrah and their charity and so on and so forth. Wallahi, if this doesn't motivate you to be excellent to your parents, what will, brothers and sisters in Islam? This is the acceptance you stand to get from the Lord of the worlds if you are good with your parents. Also, your du'as will be answered. Your du'as will be answered. This is from the most powerful virtues and effects of being dutiful to your parents, that Allah will accept your dua. From the pious before us were those who, when they were going through difficulty and they would complain, the sheikh, the mufti then would say, how is your relationship with your parents? Perhaps your dua is not reaching Allah because you are not dutiful to your parents. You're not serving your parents. Subhanallah. Right? So if you are excellent to your parents, Allah answers your du'as. Your du'as reach Allah and Allah answers it. And there's the famous story of Uwais al-Qarni, a man from Yemen who was dutiful to his mother. It's a long story and I'm out of time. But the crux of it is that the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba that if you ever find this person, ask him to make du'a for you. Subhanallah. And Umar one day finds him, the leader of the Muslims, promised Jannah before he passed away. And Umar says to him, make dua that Allah grants me Jannah, that Allah forgives me. Umar is asking him because Umar heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this person has du'as that are answered. Allah answers his du'as because of how he is to his mother. Abu Huraira radiallahu an, when he was the governor of Medina at the time of Marwan, he was living in Dhul Hulayfa, 10 kilometers from Medina. Back then, it wasn't like today, right? Whenever he would live, he had his mother who was his neighbor. Whenever he would go in the morning, he would greet her with the salam and ask Allah to have mercy upon her because she raised him when he was young. And she would respond to the salam and say, may Allah have mercy upon you because you looked after me when I was old. And this was a morning program and an evening program when he returned, radiallahu anh. So they understood the power of dua and being dutiful to your parents. And also, brothers and sisters in Islam, from the virtues of doing so is Allah will bless you with a content heart. Because doing so, as you've now understood, is the worship of Allah. And those who worship Allah are in His remembrance. And ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. It is in the remembrance of Allah that we where our hearts and our souls find contentment. Finally, brothers and sisters in Islam, how do we be good to our parents? Well, Imam Abdullah Hafidahullah, he shared these points. And inshallah, our Sheikh Fahim Hafidahullah will also tell us about these points. From the greatest of them, no doubt, is implementing their teachings and making dua for them, as we've said, but also this idea of sadaqatul jari, and you will hear about a unique opportunity to do so, bithinillahi ta'ala, by Sheikh Fahim. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I know it was a rushed presentation, but I am aware that salah is about to enter upon us. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah preserve us in His obedience. Forgive our parents, grant them graves that are gardens from the gardens of Jannah, and those who are alive, may Allah preserve them in His obedience and inspire us to be the best that we can be to them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Hada wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.